Okay, today's daf is daf Yudches. We learn today's daf Zechus for Fuish Leiba, Yashana, Vasya, Bas Rachel Devora. She had a surgery this morning, wish her Fuish Leiba. And all I learned should be in Zechus for her Fuah. So we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, last word on the fourth to last line, Amar Avuna Bar Ketino. Okay. So we're talking about the nicks in the knife, the pegimos in the knife. So Amar Ravuna Bara Katina, Amar Shimon Beis Lakish, Ravuna Katina says the name of Beis Lakish, Shalosh Pegimos Hain. Right, there are three areas in Halacha where the concept of pegima, the nick, is relevant. Number one is pegimas etzem bePesach. If you have a nick in a bone of the Korban Pesach, if you have a Korban Pesach which has an iser that you're not allowed to break a bone in the Korban. If you make a little pegima in the etzem in the bone, that's also you're over on that iser of etzem lo tishperu ba. Okay, that's number one. Number two is pegimas ozem b'chor. A b'chor is a male animal, right? And if it's kadosh, then you have to bring it as a korban. But and its meat is then eaten by the kohen and all of Yerushalayim. But if there's a mum, you just give it to the kohen and it becomes a mumon of the kohen, and he can shecht it and eat it wherever he wants. So if it has a nick in the ear, it's considered a bar mum, and that's the same thing with all the other evarim. If there's a nick anywhere else, and it's with all other evarim and all other korbanos. So the Rishonim asked, well, what's the difference? Why did you mention Pesach, and why did you mention... that's Ozer Mechor. And the next one is Pegimas Mum Bekachim. And also Pegimas Mum, if you have a mum in a kachim, in any other animal, in any other place, the nick is makes it Ozer. So they all ask, well, what's the difference between Bechor and Kachim? What makes the difference? So Rashi says, to give us a kachim, the reason why you add the kachim is because in the cables, because kachims are female. Bechor is only the male. So kachim also has females. In the cables, you know, is a shlamim, so yesh behem pegimos she'ein no hegis bechor, because they have other pegimos that a bechor does not have. Right? You can find hasen bechoros, nipkan hazdovin to bechor or erba, right? You have in different places, vasbe sarechos, on the cables, mugashim. And so Rashi says the itzrich leminka hafi lashmuunim comes to teach us the afagav lo mikra bepekima kulaha. Even though you can't really see the pekima, afigu hafi she read the chadesh tachar bat siporin. The shear of the nick that makes it oser is that if you would run your fingernail across, you would feel it. That's the level of the nick that we're concerned with. So they talk why the difference between bechor and kachim. So that's three. But comes Rav Chisda Amar af pekima sakin. This is why it's in our sugya. There's also the pegima is a concept of the nick by a knife. Pegima sakin. So the Gemara says, "Asa hakam Rav Huna bar Ketina didn't count pegima sakin." He only says three, but there's really four. He says the chulin lo kamayri. He was only talking about pegimos when it comes to kachim. That's why I mentioned before kachim and pesach. But he didn't mention the knife because that comes to chulin. I don't know if that's necessarily true. You have a knife when it comes to kachim also, right? Don't you shecht the korbanos with the don't you shecht the korbanos with the knife as well? So the Ritva says that Ab Igav.
He's right.
So actually, that's one. I forgot to mention. That's one of the distinctions why you have between Bechor and Kachim, because if a Bechor gets a nick, then there's a kula that it goes out to the Kohen, goes out to the Kohen, and there's no Achrayus on it. He can do what he wants with it. If Kachim gets a nick, then it's Lachumra, which means you can't use it for anything. It has to, so therefore, that's why they make the distinction. But the point here is that, and the Ritva points it out, as he says that Rav Chisda says that Rav Chisda is only talking about things that apply to Chulin. A knife applies to Kachim just as much as it applies to Chulin. So one answer the Ritva gives is that, okay, fine, ain't nothing on me. The knife does apply to Kachim, but it also applies to Chulin, and he was only mentioning things that only apply to Kachim, as opposed to things that apply to Kachim and Chulin. That's how the Ritva explains it. Bechulon and all. What's the shear of the nick? What's the shear of the pegima? Bechulon pegimason kidei pegimas hamizbeach. It's the same amount that would passel the mizbeach if the mizbeach got nicked. You know, if the mizbeach has to be complete stones, full, you know, smooth stones, and if they're nicked, then the mizbeach is passel, and you have to redo them. That's for the sugya of Avodah Zarah, when the Chashmonaim came and they broke the mizbeach, and they had to do a new mizbeach. They couldn't fix it because you can't fix it because you can't put iron on it, can't use metal. The Gemara says, Pegima is Mizbeach. The Gemara asks, okay, the Kama Pegima is Mizbeach. Well, how much of Pegima passes the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, Kedei Shetachu Gar Ba Siporim, and that if you would run your finger on it, apparently someone doesn't bite their fingernails, so if you run your fingernail over it, you would feel the nick. If you would go through, you would feel your fingernail go into that little crevice. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you tell me that that's the shear of Pegimus on Mizbeach? Mesve, I'll ask you a kashim on the following brisa. We learned, Kama Pegimus Mizbeach, how big of a Pegimus do you have to have on Mizbeach in order to say that the Mizbeach is possible? Rav Shimon Yochai Omer Tefach, he says that to be the size of a Tefach. Tefach, Rav Ben Yaakov Omer Kezayas. They have a Machlokas, but nevertheless, their shear of a Pegimus is larger than Kedei Shetachra Bot Tziporen. It's much bigger. So it's a stira. Where it says, Lokasha, there's no Kasha. Ha, the Sida. Ha, the Avna. Are we talking about the limestone, the cement? So this is, when it comes to the cement, that's a bigger shear. If the cement is nicked, the shear of either a Tefach or a Kezayas, depending on what the loss is, that half of them is bad. But the stones themselves is only condition Tachar Bot Tziporen. If you have a nick that small, that half of them is bad. So Tosfos asks right away, the in Tomar, hey, Banu HaMizbeach. How did you build the Mizbeach? What? How did you build it? The Ani Yimtzo'u Avanim below Pegimah. How can you find stones that are so smooth? Just physically impossible. Right? And we have a Gemara Zvachim talks that had that mold, right? Remember the mold, and they dropped the stones in here, and then they put the sieve in the mold. So you had these big stones. How'd you get them so smooth? And it can't be that you smooth them out with because you can't put metal, you can't fix them, you can't chip at them. Right? In Tomer, hey, one of them is that Ana Yimso, I wanted to look chemo. Being a chlico with barzel, if you smooth it out with a metal utensil, Ika Isuro, you have an instrument of because the Pasuk says, blow tanif aleim barzel. Because first, a lot of these people say, well, what's the big deal? You have the shamir, right? You have that special worm that you put on it that's smooth. What? And that's, well, he doesn't say that. He says, he can't make it that smooth. And he brings a raya. So he says, right, if you go further down, he goes, right? You can't, right? You can't be, the shamir made it that smooth. So he says, Yish Lomar, he explains that the Perek Ezer Mekomen, learned in the Gemara Zvachim, Mashma Shebanu Osam Ba'avonim Kitanos Chalukos. What they did is they took small stones that were smooth and they put those together. What? Of course, you're not going to find bigger. No, here he's thinking that it wasn't one big chunk. It was small stones, and those easy to find. Tosa is saying it's easy to find smooth small stones than the smooth large stone. That's what he's saying. You go chaluke avonim shel nachal. Another possible answer is that the problem with the nick is that it's not complete. If you pull it out of the quarry, it has a nick. So that's how it is in its natural state. So that's fine. The only problem you have with a nick is if post Benia, after you built the Mizbeach, then it got a nick. But any nick that pre-existed wouldn't be a problem because that's natural. It's not missing. The only problem with that is how do you keep track? You have this big stone that has natural nicks. And then you come the next day you see all these nicks. Well, how do I know which nick came? Do they mark it? They must mark them. Of course, an answer, you must know which nick comes from where and keep track. Otherwise, you have the problem. Okay. Cohen's knife, Cohen's fingernail. Right. You have to keep track. You can't just look at it. You have to keep track. Now, Gemara's going back to what we mentioned before, that you have to show the knife to the Chacham prior to Shechita. Okay? So, Amar Ahuna, Hai Tabitha, this butcher, the Lo Sar Sakita Kamei Chacham, who did not or who refused to show his knife before the Chacham, Misham Tinanle, put him in Nidun, right? Put him in Nidun, Misham Tinanle. The Rav Amar, not only do you put him in Nidun, Me Abrinanle, you remove him from his position, and he's no longer permitted to shech and sell meat, right? Rashi says, Mi Munasto Shlo Yimkor Basar Od. Not only that, Umachuizinan Abisre, the Trefahi. You make the pronouncement that everything that he shechted until today is treifa, right? So we've had those experiences before, right? You make it, everything is treifa, right? So it seems to be machlokas. Where it says no, below pligi, there's no machlokas in Rav Huna and Rav. But Khan, what Rav Huna says, and it's enough to put him in nidui. That's b'shenimse sakino yofta. But Khan, what Rav said, the extra things is b'shelo nimse sakino yofta. It depends. He didn't show the chach of the knife. That's shrita. Now post facto, someone checked the knife. If the knife turns out to have been fine, so the only problem that existed was that he was resolved on the cover of the rub, so you put him in nidur. But if the knife is no good, so not only so the knife is no good, you don't just passel everything that he did with that knife. Now he was so brazen that he didn't show the knife, plus the knife was no good. This guy, you know, he's really, you know, a bad character. So we do all these things. We remove him from the job. We passel his meats. Ravina Amar, he goes even further. Hecha de lo nimsa sakino yafe. If it turns out that his knife is no good, mimasmes le viparta. We're supposed to dirty the meat that he shechted with the zevel of animals. Why? So he can't even get hanav from it and sell it to a guy. Well, I think it's just a euphemism for just saying that you kind of ruin it. You just ruin it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you rub it in feces. It means you destroy it. You ruin it. So he can't sell it to a guy. The question is why? I think the reason is because this guy is obviously not trustworthy. So maybe it's Avir Minachai. And a guy can't even, a guy can't be even a guy. So, the question is Bezman Hazem, I mean, the Rush brings down in Simcha Chavdalet that Bezman Hazem, we don't show the knife to a Chacham. He says, because now, because in those times, it was like localized butchers. So every town had a butcher. You always hear the stories about the butcher. But those towns had their own individual butchers, so we go to the, but now it's sort of, we have like professional butchers, I guess, so to speak. Professionals, the Rush said. Right, he said. Right, so we said that. We said the Gemara. You're mumcha in the shechita.
Right.
So the knife has to be checked. If it was good or not. But we also said we said the whole thing that the rabbanon with an asmacha because it's zilzul chachamim. That was the thing.
Right. Why put that?
Because you excommunicate because your mezal the chacham is a big deal.
So before every shechita you have to run?
No, so you have to work out. I think it's before you do a run. I think it's before you do a run of shechita, they said you're supposed to show it, right? And also, there's also to do with it's only with the shochet you check for other people, that's if you're checking for yourself. I think they do today. The Russians brought down that, I guess in his times, that the chachamim were mochel on their kavod, and therefore the minhag of showing it to the chachamim was mivatel. But he said it's not nice, it's not the right thing. He says you should check it. There's a Rav Yah, he brings down a Rav Yah here that says that if a sorcerer is born in a shochet for himself, he doesn't have to show it to his knife. Right. I'm not sure what the halach is. I think they do run, I don't know what they do in a sorcerer house, but I think they do show it to somebody. There's someone who checks the knife before the shech, but it's not the chacham in the ear. No, they didn't go to Rav Moshe with every knife. Because
I think it's
just different now because of the fact that it's not just
one
it's not one butcher in the town. Hey, it's mass production. It's they have to. I'm sure they do something. I just don't know what they do. Right. Maybe it was a bigger Talmud Chacham. Maybe the Mashgiach is the guy. The Mashgiach in the factory. You know what it is? That's what they're all about. Ask them what they do. They must show it to somebody. Right. So we had those tests. We had those four tests. What to do? So it's interesting. We had those four tests, but we also had they should test in the water, test in the sun. But it seems like the halacha is that all you have to do is run your fingernail across it. So what are the other tests for? Or maybe you have to do all four. Maybe you have to do everything. Right. So maybe you do all of them. All right. Hahu tab gadulo sar shakina kamei the Rav Barchinina. So there's one butcher who refused to show his knife to Rav Barchinina. All right, I guess Rav Barchinina was the Rav of the town. So, and Rav Barchinina had a thought that you have to remove him even if the sapping was found to be good. So Shamtei, he put him in Nidui. The Abrei, he removed him from his position. The Chachamim, the rabbis, clearly had power in those times. Not like with Manazel, where sometimes the rabbi says something. All right, so Abrei, the Achriz Abitri Trefahu, when he made an Achraz that all the meat that this guy shechted is Trefah. But so you really have to put a number on him. So Iklau Marzutra Rav Ashi Dagabe. So Marzutra Rav Ashi came to Rav Rachinina and Amalu. So Rav Rachinina said to Marzutra and to Rav Ashi, La'ainu Rav Milte. Guys, do me a favor. Check into this case. I had this case that came for me. I had to remove him and do this, but I feel terrible. Why? This Salu Beitafla. The guy has kids. Unbelievable. That they're looking. It was Rachmanus in Psak. Not. I heard. I heard a. heard a shiur from Rabbi Bini Lau, who said that was manazeh. He goes, you know, we have all the, he says, all the dayanim have in front of on their, on their, it says shavisi Hashem on edgy tummy. So he brings down the story of Shmuel and Avuah d'Shmuel, where Shmuel passed girls were taken prisoner, and Avuah d'Shmuel said, well, what if it was your daughter? So he said, all the posts should have on their sign also, they should say, what if it was your daughter? You have to have Rachmanis when it comes to Pesach as well. So I see a little bit of an example over here. It says, the Talmud Beit Hapla, he has kids, he needs to support them. How do I get out of this? I need a Pesach to help him out. So, but the Rav Ashi the Sakine, so Rav Ashi checked the knife, but then it's the offer. Turns out the knife was good. So the only thing you should be put into is needling. Everything else should be okay. Right? The Asherei. So he was, but what Rav Ashi did was he was Asher then. He was Masha the Shochet. He allowed him to go back to be a chef. And the meat that he gave was no longer treifa, and he's now in a better position to make a parnasa. So Amalei Mazutra, so Mazutra says to Ravashi, "Lo leifush malasava." Well, why aren't you concerned with the dignity and the kavod for Rav Rachinna? Because he didn't show him the knife. Something has to happen to him. So he says, "Amalei Ravashi to Mazutra, I can be mavatal iser. I know that Rav Rachinna said A, but Rav Rachinna shluchu saikav yam. He named me shliach to find the way out." So he gave me the authority to be mokel on his cover if I can find a way. I found a way, so I was able to be mokel on his cover. My question is though, is that they removed the needle from him, or they just put him back? They just put him back that he can chef.
Get back,
right. So you can give back. That's the second case. But we said if you find the knife to be good, the only thing is needle. Needle just means you can't interact with people, but maybe you can chef and put them in a rack and sell it. I don't know.
Why couldn't
he
look into it right away?
Because I think Rabbi Bar Chinna was of the opinion that even if the knife is good, you have to do all these things. He was machmir that just by not listening to the chachamim, you get all these punishments.
Right. So why invited somebody else to be
Invited somebody else, and that person said, "Listen, the knife was good. You don't have to do everything. You can pass them the other way."
Yeah. Right.
Right, he came in to check it out. I said, "Listen, I have a way out for you. You don't have to hold. The knife was good. Don't hold. Don't be machmir.
Right.
Hold like this."
He was concerned about his family before he asked him to die.
But he didn't have he himself didn't have the ability to say if the knife was good, everything is okay. Because for him, even if the knife was good, you have to remove him. So he had to get another. I think he had to get another rav who passed him differently. What? Well, that's what he said. You made me the shliach. Right. Okay. Amar Rav Bar Huna. Rabbi Huna says, "Shein Telusha, a detached tooth, right? Attached, it's no longer attached to the cheekbone or to the gums of an animal. I think of an animal. Can't see a human tooth doing this, right? Shein Telusha, v'tziporin Telusha, and a detached fingernail, right? Mutter lishlof b'lechatzila. You can use lechatzila to chef. It's funny. So if the fingernail is attached, you can't obviously get it. That's malika. If it's detached, then you can do that. So v'ha'anan t'nan. But how can that be? We had a Mishnah that said." Chutz mimara katzir, you can't use the sickle that you use for harvesting. V'hamagera, the saw, v'ashinayim, the teeth, v'hatziporin, and the fingernails. You may not use them. Why? Mipnei shein chokin. But they rip the simanim. They don't slice it. They rip it through, and that's still in the shrita. So the Gemara says, no, shein hashein lo kasha. I don't have a problem with the shein. Hadachad hadbetarte. If you have one tooth, it's fine. You can use it. If you have two teeth, it's not fine. Why? Because two teeth is like a saw. Because you have the indentation between the teeth. It's going to be the same thing as the saw. But tziporin also lokasha. Why? Habitulusha halvuchaberus. You can't use the fingernail if it's attached, but if it's detached, then it becomes like a reed, and you can use it. They all ask, well, why don't you answer tziporin habitzai habitznai? Right? Same way you answer the first one. So Gemara says you can't. I think you can't because if you look at the lashon of the Mishnah says hashinayim and lashon rabim, and tziporin is lashon yochid. So when it comes to the shinayim, you can make the distinction between one or two. When it comes to tziporin, you can't necessarily make the distinction between one and two. Okay. The Mishnah then says, "Hashochet b'magal katsir, some sort of reaping sith. I don't know how he harvesting sickle. Okay, I like the word sith better. But wait, b'magal katsir. So the magal katsir, it's serrated, but all the serrations go in the same direction. Kind of view it like those tire poppers that you have in a rental place. If you go one way, it's fine, right? It's smooth. If you go backwards over them, it's going to rip up your tires." So it's the same thing. If you follow the indentations one way on this sickle, it's going to be smooth, so to speak. They all the same amount and the same level. If you go the other way, it's a problem. What happens? So if you move this knife one way. You don't bring it back and forth. You move it one way. You follow the nicks across. You follow them across. Beis Shammai posel. Beis Shammai say it's still posel. And if it's posel, then what happens is it's a, I guess it's an avela, right? And it's matan v'masa. Beis Hillel mashirin. Beis Hillel says no, it's kosher. The im hechliku shineha. But if you smooth out the teeth, right? Harehi kisaket. And even Beis Shammai would say it's okay because it's smooth. And the reason, I guess, why Beis Shammai, because there are two reasons why Beis Shammai says we go with the grain. It's no good. One, you can say it still has, it's like a saw, so either way, and it still may have a problem. Or you can say, maybe it's zero, because we might call the other one. It says, don't use it. Okay. Amar of Chiyah bar Abba says, Amar in the name of Yochanan, At kishe hichshiru Beis Hillel, even though Beis Hillel said that the shechita, which is modern pas here, is kosher, lo hichshiru el tahara midei nevela. They just said it's not an avela, meaning it's just a trefa. If it's not an avela, it means it's not metam of the magul masa. So there's only legabe tum of a tara, they said it's kosher. About the achila, but when it comes to achila, asura. They still said you cannot eat it. Rashi says, gezeira holacha atu hava. It's a gezeira. So Beis Hillel's gezeira would be that you shechta even with the grain, you can't eat it because the gezeira maybe go back and forth, and then if you go back and forth, it'll definitely be no good. So Amar Rashi says Dekanami can prove that also that Beis Hillel only says that it's not Tame Tumas Nevela, but you still may not eat it. Dekanami the Katani, because the Mishnah says Beis Shammai Poslin u Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Hillel says it's Kosher, but Lokatani Beis Shammai Osrin u Beis Hillel Machshirin. If Beis Hillel was completely Mutter, he would have said Mutter. He would have just said Kosher. I don't know what the difference in the Lashon would be. Okay, but the Gemara says, according to you, they have to make a deed from this, lest they be standing in the town of Beis Hillel Tara. That makes more sense. If the only thing we're talking about is the Tum of the Tara aspect, so say Tum of the Tara. Beis Hillel Mataran, Bid Matanin, or Beis Hillel Mataran, and then you would know that they're only using the Lashon of Tum of the Tara, they're not using the Lashon of Achila. So the Gemara says, Ella, Postlin Umachirin, the Osterin, Postlin Machirin, the Osterin Matim Chadim Osterin. It's all one thing. It all means they're interchangeable words, and in our case, it's interchangeable words. You can't prove from the Lashon of the Mishnah that Beis Hillel says it's still Asher B'Achila. It's not possible to avail. So Rashi, two lines before the Mishnah, says, "V'lo tiduk minei siyosel Rav Yochanan." Don't prove from here. You can't prove from here a riot to Rav Yochanan. Umiyad Rav Yochanan isa the Gemara gamri leiv mirado. Nevertheless, Rav Yochanan is correct. Right? Rav Yochanan said that Beis Hillel says that it's not Mutter B'Achila. And then try to prove it, and we just proved that proof. But we only knocked out the proof, says Rashi. But the halacha of Rav Yochanan still stands. So if you use this sickle, according to Rav Yochanan, the halacha would be that Beis Hillel says it's not Metame Ben Avela, we still cannot eat it. That's what Rashi in the Ritva says, but there's the Ra'ah in the Veda Kabayis. He says that the Maskan of the Gemara is that Beis Hillel is Matir even B'Achila. And the Rashi argues, there's a whole to-do, and the Rishonim has to. They're still using this thing, can you eat it or not? Okay, now comes the picture. So we're going to be talking about one of the psulim of the shechita, which is called hagrama. Hagrama is that while going through the simonim, you sort of move the knife and it leaves the simon and it leaves a different place where the shechita wouldn't be, where it's not right. So that's basically it. During the shechita, the knife leaves the shechita area. Fine. Let's read the Mishnah and we'll talk about it. I'm sure, I don't know if it's got pictures. I'm sure the pictures books have fun with this one. Hashokhi mitoch ha-tabas. Okay? If you shecht the tabas. The tabas is the upper ring. We're only talking about now about the trachea. And we're talking about the trachea here. So you shecht the tabas. The way the trachea is set up, if you have these pictures, it's set up. The trachea is the long tube, it's connected, that's where you breathe through, and it has these rings of cartilage around the trachea. So there are a bunch of rings. The first bunch of rings, I don't know how many, the first bunch of rings do not completely encase or encircle the trachea. They go three-quarters of the way around, but on top of it, it's what's called, maybe you'll help me out, the cricoid cartilage? Dave, is that what it's called?
Cricoid.
The cricoid cartilage. That's what's on top. Oh, I see you right there. So that's correct. So that completely circles the trachea. So that's called the tabas, ha-tabas. That's the big ring. So hashokhet mitoch ha-tabas, you shefted through this tabas, through this cricoid cartilage. V'shir ba milo ha-chot al-pnei kula. what'd you do? The entire shechita was in the tabas. You didn't leave the tabas one way or another. So even if there's no room between, even if you shechted right on the edge of the tabas, I guess further towards the head of the cow, according to the Tanakhama here, further away from the tabas would be no good. If that's enough in shechita, as long as you went through the entire tabas, that's fine.
What's the idea? What are you supposed to do?
Supposed to shift the Kanan Veshas.
Well, I'm saying, what point?
He's saying that the Tabas is the uppermost point. That's not the other one to argue. Right? It says, above the Tabas, you have what's called the Kova, which is some sort of a helmet-looking thing over the... Right, the idea here is... Okay, the Kanan, which is the trachea, the windpipe of an animal, is a long tube of flexible tissue that extends... This is from Rabbi... What's his name? Rabbi Lack's book. Right? The kana, trachea, windpipe of an animal is a long tube of flexible tissue that extends from the mouth to the lungs. In order to maintain the rigidity of this tube, it is encircled by numerous rings of cartilage in succession, one above the other. These rings are shaped like horseshoes, open on one side. As a result, only a majority of the circumference of the tube is encased by rings of cartilage. The dorsal side is exposed, covered only by a strip of tissue. The most cranial of these rings, that means towards the head, right? The most cranial of these rings, however, is noticeably different than the rest. It is much thicker, and in addition, completely envelops the circumference of the windpipe, forming a circle, not a horseshoe. Unlike the rest of the rings, which are referred to merely as tabaos, this ring is labeled hatabas, the ring. Hatabas, hagadola, the great ring, anatomically is known as the cricoid cartilage derived from the kyrkos, the Greek word for ring. Okay, so that's what the tabas is. So if you check it there, as long as you shechted all the way through, the Tanakhama says, that's fine. Shechita of Sheva. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says something that's more familiar to us, Omer, Melo Chut Al Pnei Ruba. You don't have to, as long as you shechted the robe of the Tabas, that's good. Because the Ruba Pekulo, as long as you shechted the robe of the Tabas, right? Meaning that if, I guess the case is talking about Hagrama, so you start shechting, you went through rove of the tabas, rove of that tabas, and then you move the knife further to the to the cranial side, so now you're outside the shechita area, doesn't matter, as long as you shechted rove of the tabas, that's okay, because ruvo kikulo. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hashachit mitocha tabas, v'tabas gedola, that's the ring, right? Shehi elyon lekulon ka'amar, she'ein tabas l'mal mimena. There's no other ring more cranial than that. Bishir ba milo chut al pnei kula letzad harosh shalohita lesakin letzaser netabas. He had the knife didn't move from the tabas letzad harosh ad shegomer kol tabas kulok sheva. You slice the entire tabas and then you move the knife cranially. That's okay because you went through the entire tabas. That's Tanakhama. But miloha chut. Glomer Koldu, what does that mean? Rakoldu, okay. Aval im, but here, this is the Tanakhama. Aval im kodim shagomer es kula. But it's prior to finishing your slice through the tabas. Right? Higrim es hasakim et sad harosh. You move the knife towards the cranial side. The yotzim in a tabas, and therefore left the tabas. The gomer es hashchita lemailam in a tabas, she'ein amokim shchita, and you finish the shchita. I'll say north, so higher than the tabas, which is not the makom shchita. Shehi hagrama shenamra lamosh misina. That's called hagrama. Apa pisha nishkan rov hakana. Even if rov hakana is shechted, the makom shchita pasir rabbanon hold the gomer pesul because you finished it with pesul. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer milo akut apnei ruva. Im shir ba milo akut hasaar min abadabas letzad harosh apnei rov tabas. Kloma, which means shechatach rov hakana betocha tabas. You shechted most of the trachea via shechting most of the tabas over meyuta higrim, and then you moved it the yotzer imenot sararosh and came to the head side the gomra shchita lemal hemena, and you finished the shchita all the way through the trachea on the other side, right? Then it's still pshera. Why the beruba ikkashra leshchita? You did it row ruba kakulo the idach kashach mechatech basa ba'alma. The rest that you shechted is just chopping, it's just cutting meat. They had the concept of Huba Kakula. So Rabbi Shmuel, the Amr Tavayu, Rabbi Shmuel said, Halacha Kerab Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that robe of the similar is Kakula, Ruba Kakula. So therefore, if you just shechted robe of the, if you shechted Rove puts, after you shefted Rove, if after you shefted Rove, you left the Tabas, still fine. But they say, they give a caveat, for Af Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Lo Amar, Ela B'Tabas Gadol. I'm just going to read it, because the major machlokes were showing how to read this Gemara. Right? The Af Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Lo, the Af Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Lo Amar, Ela B'Tabas Gadol. They only said their halacha with the big ring, with the Kirk, what is it, the cricoid cartilage. Right? Abal B'Shar Tabas, with the other rings, you mentioned the trachea, all these other rings, Lo. They didn't say their halacha. What does that mean? They didn't say their halacha. So that is a machlokes Rishonim. I'm going to read it from the Rashi because he explains it very succinctly. What does it mean that by the other tabas low? I'll say it outside. Rashi says what it means that the other tabas low. It means the other tabas are not makom shchita, and you can't sheft through those rings. According to Rashi, in order to sheft other parts of the trachea, you would have to sheft. I guess you have all these rings, so there are grooves in between the rings. You would have to somehow get it, either you use the tabas gadola, or you get in between the rings on the trachea. But the rings themselves, low, meaning it's not a kosher, it's not a kosher shchita. Right? The Rashba brings it down. He says, Tavis Rashi Yisrael, he says, it's Rashi, here's you, Rashi Rav Yossi, and then Rashi in Bavakam, the Sabi Tess. He says, Ki Am Rav Yossi, Rubo Kukulu, Hani Mili, B'Tabas Gedola. Inami, there's only the Tabas Gedola, Inami, V'Basar, Shabin Tabas, or the meat, after the Tabas, the Tabas, the Hasan, who Makum Shrita, the Komak Shrita, Rukulu. Aval, the Shavi Shar Tabos, Ruoyim Shrita, Mishun, the Makit, and Rubakana, Lo Amar, Shay Makum Shrita, Elba Masha Makakola Kana. Since they do not completely encircle the Kana, those are not considered Makum Shrita, says Rashi. And then, but they ask a lot of questions, because number one, it's not a Kalashan, it's Masha. Number two, it's nearly impossible to get to that exact spot where in between the cartilage. So all the other Rishonim, which is the Rashba, Tosfos, the Ramban, the Balamor, the Ritva, the Ran, they explain that what it means is that Abashar Tabas low, it means that they don't have the halacha of Ruba Kukulo by Shar Tabas. Because the other Tabos do not completely encircle the trachea, if you only check the Rove of Tabas, you're not sort of guaranteed to get Rove of the trachea. The only way you can guarantee to get Rove of the trachea in the other Tabos is if you go completely through the Tabas. But if you the head tabas, right, the carotid artery, if you get rove through there, that's sufficient. Because if over there, rove of the tabas will get you rove of the trachea, because it completely encircles the trachea. So this is a machlokas, a Rishonim of how to explain, right, of how to explain the Gemara. Right, Rashi explains that Rav Shmuel means that one may not perform a shkita at all at the other rings, because they surround only the majority of the circumference of the trachea and not its entire circumference. Consequently, the rings are not considered part of the trachea, and one must cut between them. Tosfos, the other Rishonim, will argue with Rashi and explain that shchita may be performed even at the other rings. The only difference between the other rings and the top vertebrae is that when one cuts at the lower rings, one must cut through the entire thickness of rings. It does not suffice to cut through most of the thickness. In contrast, it suffices to cut through most of the top ring, because when one cuts through most of the top ring, he cuts through most of the trachea as well. Okay.
Fine. And then you have to cut the...
Right, of course. We're not even talking about. Right, you reach it first. That's the first. That yeah. Wait, because it's lying on its back, right? And it's outer, right? You guys tell me. Which one is exposed? Which one is trachea? And behind it is the esophagus.
So he cuts most of the, and then he goes to the.
No, what happened with the case is not that he doesn't lift it up, because that's a soul. You can't lift it. If we're talking about hagrama, where you move the knife. You slide the knife out of the shchita area. So he shefts it. And then he continues going through, and I guess he hits the esophagus and he moves it back. But he doesn't lift. He can't lift the knife.
No.
Right. The Maisa has what the cases are. I don't know. He says, Bashar Tabal's low, and in the other rings, no, that Rabbi Yossi does not say it's kosher either way, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos. It doesn't. The Shar Tabos have a different halacha. But Tanya, we have the following writer. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Hashochet b'shar tabos, if you shech the other rings, Afal pishe mekipas kol hakana, even though they don't cover the entire circumference of the kana, ho mekipas as rov hakana, shkuzas shkshera. Since they encircle most, it's kosher. So you see that Rabbi Yossi says that yamachin is shkita. So the Gemara, and the price continues, umugremes psula. But if you move the knife away from the simon, then it's pasul. Hey, Rav Chanina ben Antigonos amugrem shkshera. Rav Chanina ben Antigonos, which we'll talk about later, he says that Avraham is mutter. I guess, because he was going to hold that the makom roi the shkita is even more cranial than the tabas. You can even move it more north. So if you have grama out of the tabas agadola to what's called to further up the head up the trachea, it'll still be kosher because that's not considered grama because it's still part of the place where it's kosher for shkita. So Rav Yosef. So you see over here though that Rav Yosef says that tabas is all the tabas are good. So Rav Yosef Yehuda Tarkik Amar. He said two halachas. Number one, he said the halacha that Yishef Roba Kana is kosher. And because Ruba Kulo, and he also says that the other tabos are also considered good. Rabbi Shmuel, Sarak Abati Bechada, Viti Bechada. Rabbi Shmuel made a statement. They hold like him in one. They hold like him by the big tabas, but they don't hold like him by the other tabos. The Gemara says, ah, but how lo amar ka'amri? They said lo amar, which makes it sound like that they're pulling what he said, not including with their own thing. So he says, Hafid Amar, halacha kamosa b'tabas gedola. The halacha is like him by the big ring. The ain't halacha kamosa b'shar tabos. But the halacha is not like him with the other rings. Okay. Now comes a big Gemara, which is a very nogei lemaisa got regarding Yom Tisheni in Eretz Yisrael. So Kisalik Rav Zeira, where Rav Zeira left from Bava, which is the makom of Rav Shmuel, who say that you can't do shchita in the other rings. I'll call Mugremes Rav Shmuel in Eretz Yisrael. I guess they didn't hold like Rav Shmuel. They shefted an animal, I guess via one of the other small rings, which is hagrama according to Rav Shmuel, but Rav Zeira ate it. So Amr lays, the Anshe Eretz Yisrael saw him eat it. They said to him, how can you eat it? Lav me ashid Rabu Shmuel at. Don't you come from the place of Rabu Shmuel who holds that this is no good and the halacha you have to hold like them? You have to keep the chumras of the minhagim that where you came from. Right? All talks, it's all in the Gemara of Sakhim and Nachman Aleph. So Amr Luhu, he said to them, Man Amr, who's the one who said this din in the name of Rabu Shmuel? They said to him, it's Yosef Bar Chia said it. Yosef Bar Chia said it. He goes, ah, Yosef Bar Chia, you call it Amagamir. He learned from everybody. He just says statements. He's not a reliable source. So some Rav Yosef heard it, he got upset. I would too. Ikvan. Amar Anamikula Amagamrinan. I learned it from all over the world. Anami Rav Yehuda Gamrinan. I learned it from Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda was so medactic that feel spaky the Gabri Garis. Even if he had a suffix of who said what, he would relate the suffix. So if I learned it from him, I clearly got it from Rav Shmuel. What's an example? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Suffolk Mishmei Derav, Suffolk Mishmei Deshmuel. We have a Suffolk with our heard this from Rav, or I heard it from Shmuel, that Shloshim Atiras and Bechor B'machosh Ein Mumchar. It's just a side point, but the halacha is, in order to, if for a Bechor, to say that it has a Pagam, so you don't have to bring it as a Korban, and now it can go to the Kohen, you need a Mumchar. But if you don't have a Mumchar, you can have three Hedjotos can give the Pesachdin also. But you see, if he had a Suffolk, he related it with a Suffolk. If he said it in the name of Rav Shmuel, he clearly said it in the name of Rav Shmuel. I mean, they all ask, well, even if it wasn't in the name of Rav Shmuel, still Rav Zeira comes from that place, and that place where Noah's a Minhag. If you know a Minhag, you have to keep the Chumras of the place where you left. So the Gemara says, Rav Zeira, Moshe Alav Chumrei Amakam Sheyotz Misham, Chumrei Amakam Shehalacha Sham. Don't you have, if you have a halacha and you leave from one area to another area, you have to keep the Chumras of both, right? So Amar Abaye, no, when do we say that? Hani Mili, first answer, Hani Mili Mi Babel Le Babel. If you're going from one place in Babel to another place in Babel, or from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, or one place from Eretz Yisrael to another place in Eretz Yisrael, Inam Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Or if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, you keep the chumras of both where you left and where you're going. Abba, but if you go Mi Babel Eretz Yisrael, Keva the Anad Kaifinuhu, since we are subservient to them, Avina Kabasaya, we have to go like them. Tosu asks, what do you mean that we're subservient to them? We say that they're subservient to us. The Tosfos makes a distinction between ritual laws and dinei mamonos. When it comes to like Yoreh Deah stuff, we're subservient more to Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to dinei mamonos, because you had the Reish Galusa and you had a more independent society that they were allowed to do dinei mamonos, then we go like Babel. But Rav Ashi says he has a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tema Migbavel Eretz Yisrael. Even if you go from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you still keep the chumras of both places. But Hani Mili, when do we not say this din? Hecha the Daitol Aksor. Sorry, when do we say this din that you have to keep both chumras? If you have a return ticket, then you keep the chumras of both. But Rav Zeira ain't daikel l'achzor haba. He didn't have a return ticket. He had a one-way ticket. He was staying in Eretz Yisrael. Once he was staying in Eretz Yisrael, he can just continue to keep the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. Right, that's what it is. So the Rishon of Pesach can maintain that the halacha follows the second answer. It all depends on daikel l'achzor. Then the question is whether you have an apartment there, is that considered daikel l'achzor or not? How does that work? If you go every yontif, how does that work? Right, so Rishon himself, and it's on Daf Nanal, they hold that the halacha follows the second answer. So they say that if one travels to a new place and does not intend to his former place of residence, he does not have to observe the minhagim of his former place. But if, on the other hand, one intends to return to his hometown, then he must continue to observe the minhagim of his hometown. But in public, the Ran himself points out, in public, he must observe the stringencies of the place he is visiting in order to prevent contention. But he need not observe those stringencies in private. So that's, I mean, I guess it has lemaisim with respect to his minyanim. Second day of minyanim, or in Yerushalayim, you walk around everyone in their suits on the second day of Yontif. That may be an issue. I remember when I was in Shalvim, so Rav Avidan became the Rosh Hashiva, and Rav Avidan and Rav Yaakovson is Rosh Hashiva now, they're pretty much the Shlomo Zalman guys. They passed the state from Shlomo Zalman, so they said second day, you have to hold it. Rav Ben Chutz Larotzi going back, because he basically said, remember saying, because unless you're joining Machal, which is the army, because unless you're joining Machal, I don't care if you're coming back Shana Dalad, you're going back. Because basically, if you're registered in YU, you're going back, you hold 2 days. But he said he refused to allow the Americans to hold 2 days in public. So for our Cholom, it wasn't a big deal. He dabbled with the rest of the yeshiva. And that's so the Zimmer was different, and Kriyas and laning, just a Chov Natsiva, so whatever they laned was fine. So Shach was a little different. Shmon Esri, you said you're only other Shmon Esri, right? And Musaf was the same. The issue became on the last day of Yom Tov, on Akron. I don't remember how he said what he said, but he was very opposed. He was very, Rabbi Dan was very opposed to these minyanim. He was very, he said, Dabin B'yachidus. Right, with the boys. Right, so I don't know what they did now. I guess maybe the boys, I remember also I went to a hotel for Pesach once, and Rav Yamar was the Rav there, and I asked him about how we have the minyan for Chutzitkin, even on the second day of Yontif. He said, oh, what's the difference? You're worried about Polish and Sibur? We have a minyan for Chabadnikim here, we have a minyan for Ashkenaz, we have a minyan for Nusuk Sfar, we have a minyan for Temani. Yes, they had a minyan for one for Bnei Chutz Laretz. He didn't say it was a big deal. Rav Moshe has a Shaila, he posts, it's an Orchayim, Chelet Dalas, Simakot Hei, regarding Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is that they don't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because all the settlers, the original settlers were either Sfargim, they don't wear, and the Europeans that came originally were either the Talmidim of the Pesh, don't wear Tefillin, Talmidim of the Grah, don't wear Tefillin. But now, we have a lot of people who make Aliyah, these are Kibbutz Golios, and then they don't get to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, especially the Machol Moreshes Ashkenaz, right, the Hamburger's place, they're all the Yekis, they wear Tefillin. So Rav Moshe says that, he says, you could basically says both ways. You can either become a Tosha of Eretz Yisrael and not wear Tefillin, or he says that no, since there's Kibbutz Golios now, if you want to wear Tefillin, make them the Suffolk, because the Suffolk Deraisa, you can put on Tefillin, but don't put it on in public, and don't make a bracha, because even here, they don't make a bracha. A friend of mine was telling me a story that he went to Israel on Chol HaMoed and he put on tefillin at the Kotel, and he wasn't worried from the Arabs anymore. They were stoning him from there. He took him off quickly and he went to the hotel room and he put on the tefillin. Okay. Amar Le Avaye Le Rav Yosef. So now we just said that Rav Zera, since he didn't have daita lachal Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have to hold like Rabbi Shmuel because, and this hagrama is not hagrama to him. If you do the other tabas, it's okay. Somebody Abai Rav Yosef, Vaha Rabbanan the Asmi Machuza, right? Then we have these Rabban who came from Machuza, which is another place in Babel. Amri, they said, Amr Rab Zeir is made of Rab Nachman Mugremis Kshera. They held that this Mugremis, not every Mugremis, but they held that Mugremis is Kasher, meaning that what Rabu Shmuel were known by Isser, these other people in Babel were not known by Isser. How can that be? Isn't Rabu Shmuel the Mor D'Asra in Babel? So a very fascinating answer. Amr Le Rav Yosef to Abaye, Nahara Nahara Upashta. Every river has different places along the river. Rashi explains, Nahara Nahara Pashta, Kol Nahar Mit Pashet V'mokum Shurogol Shar. Koloma Kol Mokum Holit Akram Et Hagol. Everyone goes, this is like for, I guess, for plurality in halakhic deciding. It's Dukh Lubav of Higur Rabbi Shmuel, it's Dukh Lubav of Higur Rabbi Shmuel. Some held like him, some didn't held like him. So you don't hold like him, that's fine. As long as you have a reliable halakhic source, you can hold like him. Okay. The previous brisa brought from Rav Chinna ben Antignius that Mugremis is Kshera, which meant that Hagrama is good, but he said that, according to him, the halakha of Moshe Mishnah that Hagrama is Sula is not talking about where you magrim from the Tabas HaGadola, and you moved it more to the cranial side. That he says even more above the Tabas HaGadola, which is called the Kova, called some sort of helmet or hat, that is still Makam Shkita, right? That is still considered the Makam Shkita. Stay over here. At the very top of the trachea, above the tabas gadola, is a structure called the kova, the helmet, known anatomically as the thyroid cartilage. It has a unique and distinct form, and many details of shape are used in the Gemara as landmarks for the upper limit of shechita in the trachea. Most prominent of its form is the laryngeal prominence, commonly known as the Adam's apple. This is an outward projection. Right above this point, the cartilage slopes gently back inwards as it proceeds upwards toward the mouth. According to the present opinion of the Gemara, shechita is permitted until the roof of the thyroid cartilage. This is the upper limit of the thyroid cartilage above the shipui hakola, where it starts to slope down. So that's what we're talking about over here. The Rechimla said that that is still considered makom shechita. Okay? So Rav Shimon being makish achshir b'chuda de kova, he allowed you to do shechita up to the roof of the kova. Right? So kari alei Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said to him, gisa gisa, chill. You're being mocking too much over here. That's too high. Okay? That's Rav Chinana. Next. Amar of Papi Mishmei de Rava, Paga Bechiti. If you got to the Chiti, I believe, are the vocal cords. The Chiti of the vocal cords are two bands of elastic ligament that extend inside the kova, perpendicular in direction to the trachea. When viewed from the underside of a severed windpipe, these two bands, together with a thin line of dark space between them, produce an image similar to a kernel of wheat, and thus the name Chiti, which means wheat kernels. So the Gemara is now going to ask. Paga b'chiti. So I'll just read it here. The Gemara offers two possible definitions for the term paga, which reached. A, it means the cut actually entered into the cords themselves, or came just immediately proximate to them without actually creating an incision in the cords. Okay. So paga b'chiti. So if it's trefa. If you get to the chiti, that's trefa. That's too far to the up the head. So if I the F, paga v'naga v'hen, doesn't mean that you actually slice through them. That pegia actually means you got it. This is v'yifka bo v'yamos. That's what it says. You can kill, that means you actually got to them. O dilma paga v'lo naga, you got right up to it. They met him. Did you slice them, or did you meet them? So what's the story? And which one makes it possible? So itmar ara, papa mishmei de rabba, shir v'chite shera. If you shechted if you cut through the chite, right? Even if you cut themselves, but you cut through them. Like you didn't cut on all the way, but you cut through them, it's still kosher. That's still kosher. Amarav Amemar Bar Mara Yunuka, Hava Kamina Kane, I was standing in front of the Rabbi of Raid Rav Avya, but Amarli, Shia Vachitik Shera. If you cut through them, it is kosher. Right? And Amarli Rabino Rav Ashi, Amarli Rav Shima Misuva, Ikla Mazutu Ashwin, Rav Zutu went there, but Dar Shia Vachitik Shera. It's still kosher. But my bar of Ashi Amar paga b'chiti kshera. Only if you got up to the chiti, it's kshera. But shir b'chiti. But if you split the chiti in two, if you cut right through them, it's considered a trefa. Now it's considered a trefa. The hilchasa. He continues saying the hilchasa mishipui kova ulamata kshera. From the kova, from the slope of the kova down, that is kosher. V'hainu, that's like the shir b'chiti. That is, according to my number, says that shir b'chiti is kosher because I guess the chiti are in that kova. Just as it hears it. The Gemara concludes that the upper limit for shechita in the windpipe is the section of the kova before its slope begins. At this very point, the chiti run across the inside of the kova, thereby providing an alternate method of verification. Fine. No, we'll stop here about whether or not there's a luck about the chiti. I think tomorrow. I think that's the last picture for a bit till we get to the second paragraph. All right. Have a good day.